This is the True Voice Media Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Gibbard. Back in 2011, I started a social business agency called True Voice Media. In 2013, I launched this podcast because my audience told me that they wanted to learn more about how social media could help them grow their business, but they wanted it to be interesting and without all the standard social media hype and BS, just someone who will give it to them straight with honest, simple strategies that they can use today. If you're a new listener and that sounds like what you want too, listen to this episode, and if you love it, subscribe to our show. We'd love to have you on board. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back, everybody. It is 2017, and I am so thrilled to be back podcasting once again. I am really excited about 2017 and all of the amazing guests that we're going to have lined up, all of the short lessons that we're going to be putting out there. And I'm especially excited because today we're doing something that's just a tad bit different than anything we've done in the past. I have on the line with me somebody who's actually a client of mine. He's the founder and CEO of a company that we're working with, but I'm going to let him introduce himself. And this is really exciting for me because we're kind of covering new ground here, and we talk about some of the people we're working with and the extraordinary things that they're doing out there in the world. So I'm going to start off with, who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Jeff. My name is Alvaro Vazelli. I'm the founder and CEO of Nuvana. It's a startup company that I started about 6 months ago, really to help people live a more balanced life, starting with better sleep. And we're going to start selling an amazing mattress within the next couple of weeks.
So we've been working our little tails off all together, making sure we get this brand ready for launch. Tell the people a little bit more about the brand itself and just at a high level, again, selling a really comfortable mattress, but you mentioned a second part of it about helping people live a more balanced life. Can you just give like a one-liner about what that means to you?
Yeah, sure. The second part is actually the first part. Helping people live a more balanced life is really the priority. And recognizing that sleep is a very important part of living a more balanced life, and building on my background in materials, we thought that creating an amazing comfortable mattress is the way to start. So
let's go deeper down that. Let's talk about your background, because there's a lot of players out in the space. As we know, we've done the research. You send me new competitors coming in the space all the time. There's the traditional players. So a lot of people are out there that are making mattresses. Talk a little bit about your background and how you came to this point, because I think it's particularly unique against all of the other players that are out there just throwing together a mattress.
Yeah. So I think, I can talk about my background, but I think first let's recognize that, the sleep industry or even the mattress industry is a very large industry in the U.S. It sells more than 20 million mattresses every year. And the experience of buying a mattress in a retail store is a terrible experience. It's well recognized, by the way, and there are too many choices, price points, misinformed salespeople. It's a kind of a pressure type of sales process, not enough time for you to try the product. So it's a bad experience. And I thought, it was a good idea to be able to present a better experience through an online process. And build on 20 plus years of experience in material science in comfortable products, including bedding. So that's how we got there. But talking about my experience, I've worked with very large global organizations from the very beginning of my career. Actually, my first job was in the lab mixing chemicals for polyurethane foams for a large company in Brazil, and I moved around dealing with global teams and leading innovation and creating new products, and quite honestly, working with the largest mattress companies in the world to help them develop better products and more innovative products. So I thought, when I started Nuvana, I thought I wanted to leverage all that background in innovation and material development for better mattresses and apply that to our brand.
That makes perfect sense. And that's kind of a natural fit. So having that background in foam, having that background in mattresses, and, or at least in using foam in the application, some of which being mattresses, comfort products, sleep products, and seeing what a terrible experience mattress buying is, which, by the way, just as a complete aside, doesn't that almost seem kind of silly? Like, when you think of a high-pressure sales situation, the first thing that jumps to my mind is not mattresses, but it is true. If anybody out there is listening has ever gone shopping for a mattress, it is a truly terrible experience. And I think what we mainly think of is like used car salesmen, right? But you would never think that going to a mattress store and seeing a sea of like 100 different mattresses and getting like, you know, 45 seconds to a minute and a half to lay on one with somebody saying, "So do you like it? You like it? You like it?" It's just such a terrible experience. So I really appreciate you calling that out. So those two things coming together, and you looked out there and that kind of entrepreneurial spirit began burning in you, and you said, I have to do something here. So what exactly was the trigger for you that said, this is something I want to get into? Because you had the experience, you saw that there was a better way to do it, and you had the connections and understood the material. So what kind of put you over the edge that said, this is a place to be? Because it could look saturated to other people, but you saw opportunity. What was it?
I think it was a convergence of factors. I think the first one we just talked about, which is the recognition that is a broken process. It's a very large industry. I mean, people need to sleep, right? And there's a growing recognition that sleep is important. Everybody's reading about it, and there's a lot of talk about it. So finally, people are recognizing I need to invest more time, more energy in learning about how to sleep better. So first was the recognition that this is an area to pay attention to. The second thing is that there is a significant transformation happening in online retailer, right? So the online business model in other categories have been very, very successful. For instance, Dollar Shave Club, Warby Parker, you know, First Leaf, Bonobos, very successful companies in the online business model. So a few online mattress brands are actually doing a very good job developing good quality products today and delivering a good customer experience and actually a pretty good price. But many others are just developing a what I call a less than ideal product and giving it just a good name and opening a website and selling directly to consumers. So they're just talking about some foam layers, and mine is better than yours, etc. So I looked at all that and I said, I know I can do better than that because I've worked with the top mattress companies in the world. I brought the innovation to them. I worked with teams that really were the leading edge of innovation. I said, I can take advantage of this change in the marketplace and actually bring the innovation to the consumer at a fraction of the cost and help them help people sleep better. At the end, that's what really precipitated the decision to get into the business. Now, I would say the other component, which that's why I started my answer by saying it was a convergence of factors, was the other component is my personal experience in kind of rebalancing my priorities over the last several years. And moving from a disproportionate amount of time dedicated to work to now living a more balanced life. And the results have been amazing to me personally. And there's a lot of information out there, but you need to really look for it to be able to learn, apply, and experience the results of it. So my motivation was, why can I do that and help people experience what I've experienced over the last few years? Because the results are amazing. And this business, I think, allows us to do that. Because sleep is important, rebalancing your life is important. Bringing those two together in this brand, which we're calling Nuvana, is the right opportunity, is the right time, is the right moment to introduce that. That's really what precipitated the startup.
And I love that you have those two. And I think that there's something I'd like you to talk a little bit about, because you and I have talked a lot about, you know, the ideas behind this company and things like that. And I think one of the things that for me always really clarifies where that overlap is, you know, there's your personal experience, which I think is obviously super relevant to why the company began and why you saw the opportunity. Experience in mattress, feeling the effects of living a more balanced life. But sometimes people might say, well, what, you know, you're starting a company that sells mattresses over the internet. What does that have to do with living a life of balance? And I think that you have a particularly interesting way of explaining it when you talk about the three moments that your mattress is kind of at the center of and how that impacts living a balanced life. So I want to talk about the product technology, but first I'd love for you to talk about those three moments if you could.
Yeah, sure. So we talked a little bit about that. Is, you know, if you think about your daily routine, I would say, you know, you work and, you know, you do whatever, you get home, etc. And then you go to bed and you could just pass out or read your email or, you know, keep up with the news, etc. And then go to bed, wake up in the middle of the night because you're discomfortable, or just wake up the next day and move on with life. And not really notice that you have an important moment before you go to bed, which is really the moment to take a deep breath, decompress, empty your mind. And you kind of need to be intentional about it. So when you go to bed, if you really know that it would help you take that initiative to intentionally let go and not worry too much about the news and not really worry about your problems and emails, etc., you're going to actually start the beginning of a better night's sleep. Let's put it this way. So that moment of going to bed and intentionally doing that, it's a very important moment.
And let me just pause you real quick there, because I think this is important to interject in there and just add, is that in our research that we did together, we ran that survey about what are the main factors that cause people to not be able to get to sleep. And we found that number one factor was people can't stop thinking. They have anxiety left over from the day, et cetera. So I've always found your point about that moment before bed and being conscious of that and making sure to unwind, maybe disconnecting and unplugging and really savoring that moment to relax yourself will lead to a better night's sleep. It makes perfect sense with the research that we did.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then, I mean, you don't help yourself if you go to bed and you're reading the news, you're reading the email until you fall asleep. I mean, those things will be in your mind. Whether, you know, and most likely there are things that are concerning to you, you're worrying, etc. So that's what's in your mind. And then you fall asleep and you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about those, because that's how you fell asleep. So being intentional about that is very important. So that was the first moment. The second moment is, it's really not a moment, but it's your actual night sleep. And it's very important that you have a surface, actually a sleeping surface, which we call the mattress, that is conducive to a very good night's sleep. So it needs to be an actual physical product that does not disrupt you. And there's a lot of engineering that goes into it to make sure you have the least amount of disruption when you're sleeping. And that's when my engineering background comes in. And we'll talk about that later if you want to. So that's kind of the moment is really the experience of having a full night's sleep, restorative sleep. The third moment is actually when you wake up, right? So you wake up and, you know, before you start looking at your emails again and looking at your phone, you have an opportunity before you get out of bed to really start your day in a very positive way, either by by applying gratitude and thinking what you're grateful for. It's a good way to start putting some positive thoughts in your mind, or just planting some things that you want to accomplish in that day in a very positive way, in a very intentional way. That's a good way to start the day, and you could or should do that before you get out of bed. So the point of talking about these three moments is that the mattress is there as kind of a reminder that if you're intentional about it, if you apply, you can actually make a huge difference in how you go about your day. That's what we talked about. Yep.
I love it because it, you know, for anyone out there who's ever seen or read the book, The Secret, or watched it, there's this idea of the gratitude rock. It could just be a rock, but it's there as a reminder, as a catalyst. And I like your perspective about how the mattress can be that catalyst for you as you fall asleep and or go to bed as you're sleeping. And then as you wake up, it's sort of always present there to hopefully remind you to do these sort of things to live a more mindful and balanced life. And I particularly love the design of the mattress itself and how it's kind of got those baked in reminders. And I don't know if I told you this, but recently, starting at the beginning of the year, I actually took my phone out of my bedroom. And when I wake up now, I don't reach for my phone, although I still feel the addiction of reaching for it, but it's not there for me to reach. And I've noticed that my morning has taken on an entirely different flavor now. I find myself doing this really weird thing. I think it's called thinking. And I just find myself kind of breathing and thinking and easing into my morning in a very different pace. And I've really enjoyed it. So, you know, I directly chalk that up to the conversations we've had about this and your perspective on that.
Yep. Yeah. I think being intentional about it is critical. And like you said, I mean, it's a very important moment and you have control. You have to recognize, and there's enough evidence out there. You can plant those positive thoughts and how you want to go about your day and not let circumstances dictate how you're going to handle your day. And if you do that intentionally, you create that, you have control. The results are amazing.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You just have to go do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think hopefully for anybody listening that helps to tie together the product and the brand and why you're taking that particular approach. But I want to actually talk a little bit about the technology that you've baked into a mattress, mainly because I think on this show, we talk a lot about technology. We talk about it in a very different term than we're about to, but we talk about social media and digital marketing and digital strategy and content and SEO and all these things. But when you're talking about product technology baked into a mattress, for a lot of people, they might think, well, a mattress is a mattress, right? Well, it's got springs or it's got foam or pillow top, but what are we talking about here? So I think, you know, one, I'd love to know or have you explain a little bit about what the product is specifically. And not just as a shameless plug for the audience and you as one of my clients, but really, I think it's an interesting conversation to have about technology in sleep products. I'd say first, if you could set it up by what you mean by sleep technology at all before even going into what Nuvana is doing differently.
Sure. I think technology is really the, when you talk about mattresses, you talk about different things you can put inside that mattress. And, there is a wide range of possibilities, particularly for polyurethane foams, which is, I guess, some of the most innovative mattresses are made with polyurethane foam. Inner springs, it's kind of an old technology, even though you still have a lot of brands practicing that. The trend is definitely towards more foam. But when you talk about foam, you know, some people just think foam is foam, and it's really not. That there's a huge difference and a huge variety of different types of foams and performances and characteristics. And you really need to think about how people sleep, what kind of people are sleeping there, body sizes, sleep positions, temperature in that environment. And depending on what you're trying to accomplish, you have an infinite possibilities to combine different foams in it. So when I talk about technologies, you're talking about applying specific formulation for the polyurethane foam inside that mattress to accomplish a desired outcome. That's what I mean by technology in mattresses.
Gotcha. So it, you know, it's that there's a wide variety and some people are more well versed in what the impact of choosing different materials might be, especially when you're thinking about who you might be marketing that mattress to. So what exactly is Nuvana doing differently then?
So what we wanted to do is, again, looking at what are the key issues, right, that affect a good night's sleep from the physical perspective, right, from the mattress. Forget about your thoughts for a moment. But, number one is heat. You know, people, a lot of people, I would say, not everybody, a lot of people sleep hot. I mean, and sleep is a disruptor. Heat is a disruptor. And so you need to have materials, whether it's in the fabric of the mattress or the foams inside the mattress, you need to have materials that actually dissipate heat pretty quickly. Otherwise, it will be a disruptor. So that's one area that we put a lot of emphasis on. The other one is moisture. You know, people just naturally, they sweat during the night. So you need to have materials that absorb and dissipate that. That's another big disruptor. And the third one is motion transfer, right? Particularly, of course, for people that sleep with partners. So when somebody moves in one side of the bed, you don't want the other side of the bed to move. So, creating the right materials in the right sequence to behave in a certain way for a wide range of body types and sleep positions, it's a lot of engineering that goes into that. And of course, when you look at all these things and addressing all these different variables, trying to do that in a way that can impact a wide variety of people and body types and sleep position, it's a pretty challenging situation from the engineering standpoint, and that's what we focused on.
And you know what I find always so interesting about it, given that we're working together in a marketing capacity, I always like looking at the competition that's out there. And like you said, there's a lot that are out there that make a very good product, and they have great customer service and all that. But what's interesting is that you seem to be the first person that's actually focusing on the other sides of sleep, not just the materials and the mattress itself. And you've put obviously a lot of thought into that and have brought a lot of experience and brought together great people to do it. But interestingly enough, a lot of the competition is talking all about their mattress, all about the materials and what's inside of it, and they're very rarely talking about the other things that are outside of it. And you've been very vocal from the beginning, particularly in the conversations we've had, about the importance of social media in helping to spread that message, not just about the product, which is what really everybody in the space is trying to do to talk about their product and why it's better, but unless you have a background in material sciences, a lot of the customers are not going to actually get that difference from the outset. So there is that other element to it, which is that balanced life side of things. How do you see, and why have you been so so bullish on the idea that social media is a driving force in being able to spread that message?
Well, I think it's really reaching a wide range of people with those key messages, you know, applying the best technology in the mattress and letting people, be aware that a balanced life a better sleep leads to balanced life, and balanced life leads to better sleep. It's kind of a cycle, right?
Yep.
And I think social media is a tool to reach a wide range of people in a short period of time in a crystallized way. So I think people are becoming more comfortable now with the online business model, and social media plays a key role in as a catalyst to bring that message. So that's why I believe social media can play a major role.
So I think, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. I believe, and one of the reasons why I enjoy working with you is that I believe that you're actually a true innovator in a number of ways. And I say that not to butter you up or anything, but truthfully, you know, one, you have incredible experience in the sleep technology space. That's the first thing. So a huge background. Two, you're an exceptional leader just from the background you've had and from the way I've seen you manage the different teams, which I'm about to get to, that you saw an opportunity to sell a mattress in a better way, pass along those savings to the customer and provide a better product to them at a better price. And then that you saw the way of marketing it, that you need to create a conversation, not just around a product, because that's one dimensional, but also about the other factors that are related to and have kind of a halo around it. So just in those factors alone, obviously you've taken a very innovative approach, but there's one other thing that I think you're doing that I don't know if any of the other competitors in the space are doing, and quite frankly, a lot of businesses in any industry or startup or vertical are doing. And that's that you're using a series of specialists agencies and specialists in different expertise. I'm not sure how to say it, but different agencies and different specialists, rather than building an in-house team or an entirely in-house team or using a big generalist type agency. And that's a very new model. If you look at the workforce that's moving towards freelance and you look at all of the agencies that are now becoming specialists rather than generalists, you saw an opportunity to do that. And we've been able to move at kind of a breakneck speed relative to what I think you can do with an in-house team. Why did you choose to do that? And how did you see that opportunity coming?
Well, I think the recognition that the big agency model is broken, in my opinion. Number one, it's too expensive. And one of the key objectives here is to bring innovation to the customer at a fraction of the cost. So there's a lot of inefficiencies, the way I described before, in buying a mattress through a traditional retail store. A lot of those costs are just pure inefficient costs. But I also think on the marketing side, the big agency model is very inefficient. So that's number one. Number two is also to recognize that I don't have the depth that is needed in social media or in public relations or in branding communication. My depth is in innovation and materials. So I knew that I could bring the latest technology in bedding, in comfort, in terms of product design. But I needed to work with experts to be able to bring that message to our target audience and in a cost-effective way. So that's why I believe that working with experts in the verticals of social, in public relations, in branding, and even in user experience and web development was critical to me. And it's very difficult or very expensive to actually find all of that expertise and depth in one big agency. So that was number one, or number two, I would say. The third factor that was very important to me is that, like you said, I mean, it's, I have a strong passion to really help people achieve a more balanced life, and I wanted to work with people that shared that belief. So I ended up talking to a lot of people that had the depth, they had the expertise, but they didn't care much about doing that. They just wanted to sell a product. And you know, that I think long term didn't work for me. And I was fortunate enough to meet or be introduced to the team that I have today, which are absolutely phenomenal at what they do, but they also believe in the mission, and they're passionate about it, and you can see that in their work every day.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you picked up on all of those different things. I do think it's a very forward-thinking way of doing things. And, you know, just speaking for my team, I know that we've got a lot of faith in this project, and we're super confident that this is going to be the number one mattress on everybody's mind when it comes time. So, Alvaro, thank you so much for being on the show. You are the real deal. For all of you out there that don't know Alvaro Vazelli, you should be following his Medium blog first and foremost. That's where he's putting his thoughts. We are working together to make sure that he is telling the story, because he has so much to share and so much value, whether it's in leadership, innovation, or just, you know, running this kick-ass company and living a life of balance. So you should definitely be following him on Medium. And then just following Nuvana everywhere that we are on the web, which I'll be sure to put in the show notes as well. Alvaro, before I let you go, what's one thing you'd like to say to all the people out there right now who are feeling that they're not quite living the life of balance that they want? What's one piece of advice or tidbit of knowledge you'd drop on them?
Sure. Well, check us out, Nuvana.com, number one. We know that the mattress that we developed will help you sleep better, but that's not enough. To live a more balanced life, you need to sleep better, you need to eat better, you need to be more grateful, you need to plant more positive thoughts in your mind, have more healthy habits and mindfulness. So it's really not that difficult, but it does require intention to change. So what I like to do is to have Nirvana be that kind of comfortable reminder that you can have the life that you want. You just need to be intentional about it, and we'll help you get there.
Excellent. Alvaro, thank you for joining us. And for all of you out there listening, we appreciate you. Thanks for listening to our first segment where we got to talk to one of our clients. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions whatsoever for me or for Alvaro, please never hesitate to drop us a line. There's always contact form or email in the show notes. And we hope to see you on the next episode of the True Voice Media Podcast.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
You've been listening to the True Voice Media Podcast. And you made it all the way to the end of the episode. I'm proud of you. But now that you're here, this is what we're going to need you to do. First of all, head on over to your favorite podcast platform and give us a rating. If you don't know where to start, go to truevoicemedia.com/feedback. Next, if you're not yet a subscriber, it's time you fix that. Head over to truevoicemedia.com/podcast to subscribe by iTunes, Stitcher, or email. If you really want to show us some love, visit our partners and sponsors who help make this show possible. I know the show feels free, but trust me, it's not. I sure ain't done publishing these episodes, so I sure hope you're not done listening. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.